Born in Oklahoma, his wife was named Betty Jo Thelma Lynn. He's not responsible for what he's doing. His mama made him what he is. And it's up against the wall, you redneck mother. Mother who has raised her son so well. He's 34, drinking in them honky-tonks, kicking hippies' asses and raising hell. Well, he sure likes to drink that Lone Star beer, washes it down with wild turkey liquor. He's got an 86 GMC Jimmy pickup truck, but I'd rather be a roper than a doper bumper sticker. And it's up against the wall, you redneck mother. Mother who has raised her son so well. 34 and drinking in them honky-tonks, kicking hippies' asses, raising hell. Well, M is for the mud bath I gave my pickup truck. O is for the oil I pour in and out of that pickup truck. T is for Dolly Parton. H is for Haggard. E is for eggs. And R is for redneck. And it's up against the wall, you redneck mother. Mother who has raised her son so well. He's 34, drinking in them honky-tonks, kicking hippies' asses and raising hell. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
Herb Edwards lived in the little town of West Seattle on the other side of Puget Sound. Little tiny house, little bitty kitchen. He was a Norwegian immigrant, gave all of his life to the logging and to the union. He carried his red card in the union every working day of his life. We sat in that little kitchen and he told me the story of the Spokane Free Speech Fight, 1910. I would not attempt to duplicate that rumbling baritone voice or that Norwegian accent, but is the story the way he told it. He said, "Oh, they boomed into Spokane and towns all over the West, looking for work in the silver mines up in the Coeur d'Alene's or in the logging camps or in the wheat harvest, the 110 cats, the great wheat lands that flow away south of Spokane called the Palouse. Well, you jungle up in the flops, wait for the weather to break, and then you go down on the street on Trent Avenue, and there were these rows of little shops called labor sharks. Well, labor sharks hold jobs. You give a labor shark $4 and it entitled you to a job, say putting down a new mine shaft up in the Coeur d'Alene's. Well, you'd boom up there to that job, burning up your road stake as you went. You get up there, work a month, get paid, and then fired. Why? Because the foreman on the job was splitting the labor fees with the shark in town. But crooked as hell, they called it perpetual motion, where you had one job. One worker going to the job, one worker on the job, one worker coming back to buy another damn job. Well, he said that the union, the Wobblies, IWW, they came into those towns all over the West in Spokane and to build union hiring halls to control the conditions of their labor. Well, the one in Missoula, Montana was burned down. The one in Spokane was torn down by the law. So the Wobblies went down on the street and they put up soap boxes and they get up on the soap box and start windmilling, street speaking, exhorting. And they'd always set up right across the street from the Starvation Army. Be over there Bible banging and Jesus preached and telling these working folks that they give what they had to Jesus to get pie in the sky by and by. My, my, that's a lie. Well, they were good at it. People flocked across the street to join a fighting union, which offers a more immediate form of salvation than the standard garden variety. Scared the tar out of the city and out of the bosses, so they passed an ordinance against free speech, against speaking openly on the street. Applied to everybody except the Salvation Army. Now, that's intolerable. We all know that the state can't give you free speech and the state can't take it away. You're born with it, like your eyes, like your ears. Huh? We all understand that. Like old Campbell said, freedom is something you assume. Then you wait for somebody to try to take it away from you. The degree to which you resist is the degree to which you are free. So they said, okay, we're going to resist. They sent out a call to anybody cut loose from a job in the whole territory. They flooded into town on the freight trains, filled it up, put that soapbox up on Trent Avenue in defiance of the law. Built a line four blocks down and four blocks up, and every one of those booming workers took their turn up on that soapbox. Had time enough to say, "Fellow workers," and they got arrested. Well, that was the idea, of course, to fill the jails. The Finnish workers, they were the tough ones. The Finnish immigrants were socialists when they got here. The Finnish worker learned enough English to be able to say, "Fellow workers," and if the cop wasn't right there, he'd say, "Where's that damn cop?" Well, they filled the city jail, filled the county jail, filled the sports arena, all the high school gyms, grade school gyms. Every square inch of public space was full of busted boomers. But then the city had to feed them. The tax burden was enormous. And the taxpayers balked and said, "We're not going to spend our hard-earned loot to feed that bunch of grimy grifters down in the slammer." So they had to change the ordinance. And they won. And it didn't take any ballot boxes, and it didn't take any political parties. It's called direct action, and comes to us highly recommended.
Fucking fascists, they can kiss our asses. Yes! I've been figuring out my whole situation. I know y'all believe that. Where's the one to fucking fuck it? Fucking fascists, fuck their family and friends. If they defend the fucking fascists, they can fuck off to their dead. I've been watching you roll up to the pillar. You've been blending in with all these other fucking crusty punks. But I see that swastika on your jacket. I ain't out you, buddy, but I'm about to. Fuck these fucking fascists, fuck their family and friends. If they defend the fucking, they can fuck up till they're dead. Why try too hard if you're really full of white as pride? Show your colors or your tears. Can't be white.
Trust me now.
Fuck these fucking fascists. Fuck their family and friends. If they defend a fucking fascist, they can fuck up till they're dead. Fuck these fucking fascists. Fuck their family.
If you were part of a union or working class people who were allowed to build a better life in the middle class in America, you fucking listen to us. Because if you're out there buying those fucking hats that these swindlers are selling at that fucking fair, I'm sorry, kids, I know there's kids here, then you're part of the problem, and I'll tell you why. Because you're being duped by the greatest swindler in the history of the world. You're being duped by a bunch of grifters and billionaires who don't give a shit about you or your family. They care about their fucking tax breaks and the money they can put in their pocket. If you consider yourself a patriot and you're spouting off that election denying shit, I will fight your ass outside if you want to. Wake the fuck up! We're working class people! These people are the fucking rich, the billionaires, and they don't give a shit!
A Trump News Network special report.
We are glad to announce billionaire and everybody's favorite, Donald Trump, has won the presidential elections.
We are going to make America so great again.
Donald Trump made his first visit to Washington.
People have been maced, and the police look like they're blocking them in.
No more Muslims.
These are people that nobody knows who they are.
We better be careful.
No more Mexicans.
We're going to stop it, and we're going to build a wall.
You have to come in to be an American.
They're troublemakers. They're no good. We've got to take our country back, folks.
Look at this. Russian fucking passport. Sign American.
What are you doing here?
Stand, man?
No.
What are you doing? You're going to understand. Break your fucking neck. You're going to understand. Put your hand down. Burn him. Keep taking it. Outsider.
No more small breasts.
What do you want the world to look like? What do you want it to be? Do you know that the wall has two sides and nobody is free? Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Sneaking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines. Let the other people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again.
No more fat pigs.
Burn pigs!
Keep going.
Hey there.
That's where you're gonna
push your head.
Let the people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children.
Guilty. No more gay or lesbian.
Could you imagine a foundation calling a woman a dog? Do you wanna stay in the kitchen Is that where you belong? How do you picture the perfect leader? How do you want him to be? Has he promoted the use of torture and killing families? Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Sticking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines. Let other people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again.
Knock the crap out of them, would you?
Let other people in.
I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again.
We'll see you tomorrow.
The women. Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from Palestine? Seeking all through Syria, crossing all the borderlines.
No more abortions.
Let other people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children. Make America great again. Let other people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children.
Sadly, the American dream is dead. I will bring it back. Bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
Trump will make America great again.
And mothers left us a mandate. We've got to separate the church and the state. So get your head straight before it's too late and you drop it in the plate. You must appreciate Jesus and money. Make a man speak in tongues, scream out his lungs, roll in the dung. And when the song is sung, he moves up another rung. And the deaf and the dumb are the ones who get stung. Here come the sex police, they're at your bedroom door, moving in next door, searching from floor to floor. You know what they're looking for. Someone's always keeping score. Every time you dip the oar, love isn't fun no more. Get fundamental about this strange philosophy in which God and man are enemies, in which there is no serenity unless you happen to believe precisely what they want you to believe and no diversity. Come join the army and learn the noises that drown out the other's voices and please the devil who rejoices when mankind has no choices and power exploits us and peace avoids us. Guess who to the rescue on our holy mission to uphold the tradition of the Spanish Inquisition and preempt your decision by forcing your confession. Now let that be a lesson. Who you think you're messing with? Who you think you're messing with? Who you think you're messing with? Who you think you're messing with?
I'd like to request a moment of silence in an hour of anguish.
Stop talking, yakety yak. Oy vey, what you say? You're really on a roll.
Listen, your mother.
Yapping at a rapid clip. Get a grip, you're not as fascinating as Warhol.
It seems hard to believe I got elected.
She said, he said, so what?
A disaster.
Are you talking to me?
We're not treated well.
Nothing you say is making the cut.
Good.
Just a bunch of sound and fury.
Can you believe that?
You're like, wow, name drop, so amazing.
Elon Musk.
Gravitas disappears. On and on with your navel gazing.
We're doing very well.
Your vanity bores me to tears.
Nobody's better.
Stop talking, yakety yak. Oy vey, what you say? You're really on a roll.
Nobody can do it like me.
Yeah, but at a rapid clip. Get a grip, you're not as fascinating as Warhol.
Intellectually deficient was one of the reasons I won. Psychologically, we can't even think.
Did this, did that, went over there?
It's not appropriate.
You said that a million times. Ask yourself, does anybody care?
We don't need them.
You're as hack as my stupid rhymes.
Bullshit.
You got diarrhea of the mouth. Silence is golden, know what I mean?
I have the right to do
peace and quiet, headed south.
Literally.
You shouldn't be heard or seen.
Unfortunately.
Stop talking, yakety yak. Oy vey, what you say? You're really on a roll.
I would say this.
Yapping at a rapid clip. Get a grip, you're not as fascinating as Warhol.
Lunatics.
Stop talking, yakety yak. Oy vey, what you say? You're really on a roll.
Good luck.
Yapping at a rapid clip.
And
get a grip, you're not as fascinating as Warhol.
I can't understand the word you're saying.
You're not Warhol.
It's a disaster.
You're not
wrong. We have people that are extremely evil. Everybody knows I'm an open book. Everybody knows what I'm going to do. Tremendous amounts of really bad things. Fraud and abuse. I've never seen anything to this extent.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
Kyoto, yes, yeah, 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 he said. And they said what he said. And some PlayStations were sold, yeah. They sold some PlayStations, yeah. They talked in circles, yeah. Yeah, he talked a lot, yeah. moves are made, yeah. And the journalists are faggots, yeah. And they just said what he said. And then the young were tear gassed, yeah. But some PlayStations were sold, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. And they said what he said, and he said what they said, and they repeated what he said, and went around in circles. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, he said. It was on TV, I saw him, yeah, and he said. He said 25,000 billion was lost in a hole. Yeah. Oh yeah, he said. And they said 25,000 billion's been lost in a hole. And I said, yeah. He said, yeah. But it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. And the blog said it's okay, and everyone said yeah. And those faggot journalists said yeah. He said there's 25,000 billion lost in a hole. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And he said yeah, it's just like that, you know. It's just like that, yeah. He said, and I said, and they said, oh yeah. And then he said yeah, there's gonna be a war, and I said no. And he said yes, it's gonna be a war. And they tear gas the kids, yeah, they tear gas the kids on Saturday afternoon, yeah, and they put it on a blog, and a blog, yeah, on a blog on TV, I saw it and I heard it, cause they said it was in a blog, and some PlayStations were sold, yeah.
One day they came and they took the communists, and I said nothing because I was not a communist. Then one day they came and they took the people of the Jewish faith, and I said nothing because I had no faith left. One day they came and they took the unionists, and I said nothing because I was not a unionist. One day they burned the Catholic churches, and I said nothing because I was born a Protestant. Then one day they came and they took me. I could say nothing because I was as guilty as they were for not speaking out and saying that all men have a right to freedom.
And detention of Mahmoud follows the U.S. government's open repression of student activism and political speech, specifically targeting students at Columbia University for criticism of Israel's assault on Gaza.
shots of the bad man. With a gun and a knife and a waistband. With the war with the devil and Shaytan. He wore a bad toupee and a spray tan. So high now, hoping that I land. On a tie stick, moving through Thailand. On the radio, heard a plane hijack. Government being back like the cook crack. I move in the world of conspiracies. Obey no rules, I'm doing me. Smoke kush transport to the airport. Customs found a joint in my passport. Full cash and I gave him what he asked for. God damn it, it's a motherfucking miracle. Small bride made it back into America. Hit Uber and maneuvered out the area. Rhyme animal, pit bull terrier. Rap terrorist, terrorized, paired up. Brought gas in the matches to flare it up. Militant Michael, Michael, psycho. On any ally or rival. Born black, that's dead on arrival. My job is to fight for survival. In spite of these, all lives matter as white folk.
This is spiritual warfare that you have been dealing with. This is not a fight that you have been dealing with, flesh and blood. But this is a fight against principalities and evildoers and unclean spirits.
RTJ3, motherfuckers.
Gray man did it die face down in the Vietnam muscle, so I cannot style on you. I didn't walk uphill both ways to the booth and back, and I'll while on you. You think baby Jesus killed Hitler just so I'd whisper? And you say some sanity's quick, tap your phone and I have a file on you. Huh, put me worry now, buddy, I've lost before, so what? You don't care, I'm dirt, motherfucker, I can't be crushed. Fuckers, open the bush up and stop bullshitting the kid. My dick got a mission to star, I'm on par with the best, never took the gig. I'm a super cat from Don Don in the dust, don't bother to touch. I got firm clutch on a grip in a box, I might go fly the tank, take a ride in the bank. Got the son of Rick Rubin, rush a full thrust, don't flat weak shit to the Shark Tank judge. Talk real good cause it's smart and stuff, we a good crew to fuck with, better than love.
I told y'all, suckers, I told y'all. I told you on RTJ1, then I told you again on RTJ2, and you still ain't believe me. So here we go, RTJ3.
Talk to me.
I don't want to break down. What you working for? I don't want to break down.
longer needed by the corporation.
You will be training your replacement this afternoon.
We've replaced you with a robot.
You no longer work here. Take it up with human resources.
You are now obsolete. You're fired.
Fascism is a far-right, authoritarian, ultra-nationalist political ideology and movement characterized by a dictatorial leader, centralized autocracy, militarism, forcible suppression of opposition, belief in a natural social hierarchy, subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the nation and race, and strong regimentation of society and the economy.
Broadcasts, the TV junkies sit, watching propaganda till they're sick and tired of it. But even those who've sat through worse and haven't seemed to care, this continuous hypocrisy is just too much to bear. Each one respectively in turn, hardly bothering to scoff, rise up with common cause in mind to switch the damn thing off.
Fascist group thing. Democrats are out of power. Across that blue white ocean, fascist, 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 fascist president-elect. Fascist God in motion. Generals telling what to do. Stop your good time dancing. Train their guns on me and you. Fascist thing advancing. Sisters, brothers, lend a hand. Increase our population. Grab that green thing by the throat and throw it in the ocean. You're real tonight, you move my soul. Let's cruise on the dance floor. Come out your hands and dance your dance. Shake that fascist groove thing. Shake it. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing.
Sans cravate, qu'on fume à l'aube démocrate, et le remords des coups de jatte, avec la peur qui tend la patte, le ministère de ce prêtre, et la pitié à la fenêtre, et le client qui n'a peut-être ni Dieu ni maître. Le fardeau blême qu'on emballe, comme un paquet vers les étoiles, qui tombe froide sur la dalle, et cette rose sans pétale, cet avocat à la serviette, cette aube qui met la voilette pour des larmes qui n'ont peut-être ni Dieu ni maître. C'est moi que l'on dit de justice et qui pousse dans les supplices, et pour meubler le sacrifice avec le sapin de service, cette procédure qui guette ceux que la société rejette sous prétexte qu'ils n'ont peut-être ni Dieu ni maître. Cette parole d'évangile qui fait plier les imbéciles et qui met dans l'horreur civile de la noblesse puis du style ce cri qui n'a pas la rosette, cette parole de prophète, je la revendique et vous souhaite ni Dieu ni maître.
Dieu,
I thoroughly despise religion in the same way I despise national pride, all these things that cause people to kill each other. I think the world would be a much better place without them.
Back when Eisenhower was the president, golf courses are where most of his time was spent. And I never paid a lot of attention to what the president said because, in general, I believe that the general was politically dead. But I changed my mind because some of the things that he said made me know he knew when muscles were about to be flexed, because I kept on hearing him saying something or mumbling something about a military-industrial complex. You see, Americans no longer fight to keep their shores safe, just to keep the jobs going and the arms-making workplace. And then we'll pretend we are affected by some sort of patriotic reflex, but that means it's time to pay dues to the military-industrial complex. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning parts of the planet into a cemetery. The military and the monetary, they use the media as intermediaries. They are determined to keep the citizens secondary. They keep making so many decisions that seem absolutely arbitrary. We're standing behind the commander-in-chief, who was standing under a spotlight shaking like a leaf, but the economic ship had landed on a reef, so we knew he was going to bring us messages of grief. The military and the monetary, they were shielded by January, and went storming into February, brought us pot-bellied generals as luminaries. 2 weeks ago, I hadn't heard the sumbitch, and now all of a sudden, he's legendary. The military and the monetary, from thousands of miles away in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary, had us all scrambling for our dictionary because we couldn't understand the damn vocabulary. Yeah, there were some smart bombs, but there were some dumb ones as well. They scared the hell out of CNN in that Baghdad hotel. The military and the monetary, they hounded the Ayatollah religiously. They bombed Gaddafi and killed his son hideously. Had us all running around declaring war on our allies, the Panamanians, while Ali North sold guns to the Iranians and Gorbachev kicked ass to the Lithuanians. We better warn the armies. They may bomb the Pennsylvanians. The military and the monetary, they send us messages that are incendiary. They determined to keep the war and its focus as primary. They are determined to call us so damn insane a worthy adversary. They are driving us crazy with all these things. Is it really necessary? We've got to work for peace. You know, they always say that they make war, and they're not wrong. They make wars. They make wars. So perhaps what we are going to have to do is work for peace. We stand around hoping that peace will come, waiting for peace to come, praying that peace will come, but peace ain't coming that way. We're going to have to work for peace. You got folks out there working for war, make a whole lot of money when you declare war. All you got to do is hurt somebody and you got yourself a war. All you got to do is not care about people, get yourself a war. We got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way, but since we all want peace, let's go to work.
Elon Musk loves chaos. It is his brand, his style, his way of operating. But his latest stunt, posting far-right German politician Alice Weidel on X, takes things to another level. In a live stream watched by hundreds of thousands of people, Weidel casually claimed that Adolf Hitler was a socialist and even a communist. And historians were quick to respond, calling it absolute nonsense.
The biggest success after that terrible era in our history was to label Adolf Hitler as right and conservative. He was exactly the opposite. He wasn't a conservative. He wasn't a libertarian. He was a communist, socialist guy.
Now let's get one thing straight. Hitler was neither a socialist nor a communist. In fact, he hated both. His regime brutally targeted leftists, jailing and killing communists and socialists in the early days of Nazi rule. Socialism, at its core, promotes equality and collective ownership. Hitler's ideology, meanwhile, thrived on racial hierarchies, anti-Semitism, and genocide.
Hitler fought Marxism fiercely and brutally right from the start, and the first victims to be imprisoned, tortured, and killed in the concentration camps in 1933 were leftists, communists, social democrats, and socialists.
But here's the real problem. Musk didn't push back on Weidel's falsehoods. He praised her instead, calling her very reasonable and urging Germans to support the AfD.
I think Alice Beadle's a very, very reasonable person, and hopefully people can tell just from this conversation, like, nothing outrageous is being proposed, just common sense. In fact, as I've said publicly, I think only AfD can save Germany. And I just want to be very clear about that. Only AfD can save Germany. End of story. And people really need to get behind AfD, and otherwise things are going to get very, very much worse in Germany.
It's up to you not to hear.